This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The hour at Doug Steffen, at Kara Schillen, at On Air Victoria, at Jennifer Horn. That's where you'll be able to connect with us on Twitter. And Victoria just posted a rather poignant picture of yours truly. Well, it actually isn't mine. It's a suggestion that I have social shortcomings.
Or transportation shortcomings. You'll have to look on Facebook to see what we're talking about.
All right. Go there. Facebook.com/DJV Show. So I'm aware that we have been very serious. Last 24 hours has been very serious time. And so we need to get over it in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not sure. If I look at these, the way the Trump visits over, isn't he on his way home now from Italy? Didn't he spend time
with
the Pope?
No, he's with the Pope.
Oh, he's with the Pope now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you'd have thought that there was nothing going on in Saudi Arabia, nothing going on in Israel, and nothing going on in Rome to look at least four stories about Melania Trump not wanting to hold Donald's hand. Like, that was, I'm telling you, yesterday, I started this yesterday afternoon looking at this and seeing all of these stories about Melania, watch Melania swat Donald away when he tries to hold her hand, and other stuff like that. And you know what the inference is. It's kind of like when Hillary, there's a famous picture of Hillary the weekend after the discovery of what went on where's your name?
Monica Lewinsky.
Monica, thank you, yeah. They went to church. So when they come out of church, the three of them are together at church across the green from the White House, and he reaches for Hillary's hand, and she pushes him away like you wouldn't believe. And so I immediately thought of that. And, of course, that's the implication that the news media is, oh, there's a rift between them. Look out, there's going to be a divorce. Melania doesn't like being the first lady, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So,
I actually saw something different.
Did you? Good. Okay.
What was Tell me what you guys think about this. Because, first of all, Melania, I think of first ladies that we've had, I don't know what it is about her and her style, but she really is reminiscent of, like, Jackie Kennedy when, yeah. I mean, her style is just impeccable, and she always looks so well put together. But when Trump was reaching for her, she was walking behind him. And I almost was thinking, gosh, if she's on, I don't know what kind of shoes she's wearing. But I know myself, and if I'm on, like, some teetery heels, and I've got this guy who's in front of me, and he's going to try to pull me along, you don't want to kind of trip as you're walking in whatever dumb shoes you might be walking in. Did anybody else notice
what
that?
What a unique way of looking at it. That may be the right way of looking at it.
I don't know. I'm looking to see. I know there were a bunch of memes of it and stuff, but I didn't see the actual moment. I just saw that there was a lot of headlines about it, which I ignored. But I didn't see what the actual... Is there a video of it? Because it must be,
right? Two different videos. There's one where they're getting off of an airplane and one where they're walking and it happens. I don't know. I don't wear heels all that often, so maybe I don't have that experience, but I have had experience with dudes that I'm dating and I'm not in the mood to hold hands or hug or be touchy-feely, and I feel like I've done that move.
Really?
Yeah. But
so is it the last date with these dudes?
No, it's not the last date, but I don't know. Sometimes dudes want to be up in your business, and you're not down for it.
Yeah, I mean...
An interesting way of putting it.
Well, he does have a way of... Trump has a way of... sort of pushing her along. He kind of manipulates her a lot physically, like there's either an arm guiding her this way or kind of guiding her that way. And, you know, maybe she just wants to be her own person and she can stand there on her own. And like Jen said, she's an elegant, beautiful woman and she doesn't need to constantly be holding her husband's hand as a sign of, you know, look how happy we are. Like, she can just be her own person. So that's how I sort of took it. Like, all right, get away from me. I don't need to hold your hand right now. I'm good. I'm independent. I'm secure. I don't need your hand.
So does that make men feel insecure, or the other way around? If women and men, I think there's nothing more wonderful than seeing, and especially an older couple holding hands. There's something about that that I kind of think is marvelous. And I've always been one who loved to hold hands as well. And not, I think that holding hands is a nice display of, caring, closeness, whatever it is. And, but yet I understand what you said, Kara. Sometimes you just don't want to. And maybe that's the case on both sides. I think men are less likely to express themselves anyway in a physical way like that, even though that's a minor demonstration. Put your arm around the person or, I can think of any number of times.
It is kind of interesting when you think about it, because maybe it's different for the president and the first lady, but I feel like there is this kind of expectation, and maybe it's because people think they're unhappy, but this expectation that, like, they should be touching or holding mm-hmm. hands or, like, showing that they love each other. But, like, if I came to work and I was going into a business meeting with someone important or my boss, then, like, I wouldn't walk in and say, like, my spouse is there, my boyfriend or something. I wouldn't walk in holding their hand. Like, I don't know, holding hands, even though it's a very small sign of PDA, like, in a professional setting, doesn't really seem like the place for that.
I'm so not your little lady.
Exactly.
Right.
So it when you think about it like that, it would be kind of weird for them to just, like, stroll up to whatever other head of a country, like, holding hands.
Yeah, and you're on a red carpet getting off of Air Force One. You know, it's not, you're about to meet heads of state. It's not really the most appropriate time to sort of say, look how happy we are as a couple.
Is that what it is, or is it just caring about her making sure to hold on? Maybe. I mean, I think it's hard. I find myself also, by the way, I have to be conscious. I'm following in your footsteps. I said this a couple of weeks ago, but I find myself as I listen to myself. Now I've been listening more because I figured out how to do tune in, and I hear myself saying what you ladies say frequently. I mean, all of you now start sentences. It started, and it's sort of like going around the circle. How many sentences, think about it, how many sentences we start with I mean? And I just found myself doing it myself.
Yeah, I don't know if it just started. I think you're just more cognizant of
maybe
it now.
Maybe it is, yeah. So anyway, the idea of holding hands in that circumstance, or in any circumstance, or showing a display of emotion, if that's what it is, a feeling of closeness. If you don't, I think it's a dangerous move, actually, because if the other person doesn't feel that way, you're going to, because it is so public, you're going to really feel rebuffed. So you better know who you're with and what he or she likes. If there's an agreement between, you know, these, you can feel there's an agreement between the two of you that this sort of thing is acceptable. But if you don't know this person well enough and you reach out for it, you can really look foolish and feel foolish. It's embarrassing and probably inappropriate if you don't have some sort of a sense that the other person really wants to hold your hand or you put your arm around her or whatever it is. Solid ground there?
And you know, it's, people play this speculation game a lot, too. You know, you don't know what the last few words they spoke to each other right before they got off the plane. It could have been something about, maybe their, you know, their schedules were, you know, different or something was going on. I'm not saying they were having a tiff, but I'm just saying, like, there could have been something that was more serious that they were talking about. Maybe it was about Baron, and she just didn't feel like she was in a hold hands kind of mood. I mean... Yeah. This happens in real life. This is a real life couple.
All the time.
Yeah. So,
right.
I think that also part is that a lot of people want to compare any couple now to the Obamas, and that happens all the time. There's always a picture of, Melania looking miserable next to the Obamas, like, kissing. And that, you know, and everybody does that, and it's not fair. This is a different couple, and it's a different relationship.
Thank you. That's an interesting point of view. To wit, let's carry this one step further. The focus on that large sinkhole in front of Mar-a-Lago. You see the pictures of that yesterday?
Yeah.
Now, I've driven by that house dozens of times. It's on the end of Ocean Avenue.
Isn't it a hotel?
Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, well, it's a resort, not
he
a
he turned
house,
it into
right?
sort of a
It was
resort,
a private home, yeah.
But he lives, you know, the part of it they save for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so the town of Palm Beach yesterday issued a traffic alert that read a 4x4 sinkhole has formed on Southern Boulevard in front of Mar-a-Lago.
Uh-oh.
I said Ocean Avenue. Sorry, Southern Boulevard. It appears to be in the vicinity of a newly installed water main. So the West Palm Beach Utilities Distribution Crew went out there to work on this, did some exploratory excavations, and because it was in front of Mar-a-Lago, everybody then said, it's not connected to the president. Don't worry. Everything's secure on his property. It's a sinkhole, for God's sakes, in the middle of the road. It just happens to be in front. No, the terrorists are drilling a hole in the road to try to get
Chapo.
Under.
Yeah. El Chapo.
It might be. He might be drilling.
That's where he's right. planning on exiting, right at Mar-a-Lago.
Can you imagine if he popped up there?
That would be hilarious. You know what? How come there aren't memes of El Chapo in the sinkhole? That's one that hasn't been done yet. We should do that.
So I couple that with a story about the original owner of Mar-a-Lago. Do you know who the people who built Mar-a-Lago?
No,
I know at some point Marjorie Merriweather Post lived
yes.
there, but
yes.
I don't know if they built
and she
it.
She owned
then...
it. But there was a family who were known by a few folks. You may remember the name E.F. Hutton.
Oh, yeah.
E.F. Hutton, remember... the real E.F. Hutton, when he speaks, everybody listens. Well, his daughter, Dina Merrill, was an actress and a socialite and was the heir to the Hutton business, or whatever you want to call it. She was the daughter of E.F. Hutton, and she passed away yesterday at the age of 93. That's why I sort of thought about this. But I remember when I was working in Palm Beach, I remember, you know, because it was one of the social, you go there if there are big-time social opportunities. And I actually went there once. It's like going into a palace. It's just an amazing place. And overdone. It was even before Trump owned it, it was overdone. You know, you've seen pictures of his apartment and all the gold in the apartment
in the
Trump Tower. Well, I mean, this place was all glitzed up. It may have been not quite so tacky. But it was, you know, it's a pretty amazing place. But Dina Merrill lived there for a while with her family. And Marjorie Merriweather Post got it because she was married, I think, for a while to Hutton. So E.F. Hutton, Marjorie Merriweather Post, Dina Merrill, that's how all of that circle goes together. So she lived there and was the owner of it for quite a while. So there. Did you know that? If you didn't know that, now you know the rest of the story. Let me tell you a story about something that's an important problem for us to address, because every day in our country there's another story about people being arrested on drug charges or people dying of drug addiction, stories on top of stories. So if you or a loved one, maybe your son, your daughter, your spouse, sibling, are struggling with addiction, the chaos of it, the insanity, the heartache, there is an answer. It's Better Addiction Care, a company that has come to me and asked me to tell the story. Better Addiction Care. They are there at 800-212-3607. Free consultation. It's hard, this cycle of addiction. You've heard me talk about my son and him being an addiction counselor in Los Angeles, what he sees, what he tells me about. It's so difficult to stop. So if you're hooked, you think you can't deal with your substance abuse problems, call 800-212-3607 and press 1 for a free consultation about your choices and alternatives that are certainly better than you ruining your life. It is possible, it's even probable, that with proper care you'll get through your problem. And Better Addiction Care is available to help you with that at 800-212-3706. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Individual care is their specialty. So call this number, 800-212-3607, and be aware that 100% of the cost for your treatment paid for by most insurance coverage. 21 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
But you're gonna see that I was born to love you.
What if I fall?
I won't let you fall.
What if I cry?
I'll never
quite
make
like
you
this.
Cry.
And I
you're
don't,
a country guy, Dougie.
Well, I don't know that I think this sounds like country, Jennifer, honestly.
Yeah,
I
it's
don't.
Very poppy.
It's Keith Urban and his wife, Nicole Kidman, being guests on the BBC's Graham Norton Show, which is a very popular program. People from all over the world want to be on that show. And so fans in England of Keith Urban, who have dubbed themselves the Urban Army, got to look at the couple. The photos of him with Norton suggesting the caption under one of the teenage pictures should read, "Boy least likely to marry Nicole Kidman."
He looked very awkward as a teen.
Yeah. And then,
now he's hot, but...
yeah. He had this song, The Fighter. Is this a new, this is a brand new song for him, isn't it?
Pretty new, yeah.
Yeah. And who's singing it with him? Is
Harry.
She ever on any of his songs? She a singer? She's singing anything?
Nicole
Kidman, yeah.
She was in Moulin
yeah,
Rouge.
She has sang, but she's never, I don't think she's ever been on any of his songs.
But here he's singing with Melania C. Hey, you call her Mel C, one of the Spice Girls, right? Sporty?
Yeah, Sporty Spice, yeah. Carrie Underwood couldn't make it over to England with him, so Mel C filled in on the Carrie Underwood part.
Really? She's good. Now, you can watch the Graham Norton Show on the BBC America, right?
Yes. Yep.
I think it's, you see it all the time. I like, well, he's a little bit much for me. But he gets good guests, and he gets them to do interesting things.
That's my favorite show. The chat shows.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's the best. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a big following. There's no question about that in England. All right, so there's the sound of the new Keith. Those of you, Jennifer, who are fans. So you said it sounds poppy. What do you think of this song?
Oh, I love it.
As far as its possibilities.
I've been listening to it a lot. I think it's a great song. His new album is really good.
When did this come out first?
About a month ago or so?
Yeah. It's been.
Yeah.
It's from Ripcord. All right, so Mel C on this. It sounds like she fits right in. Actually.
Well, she was the only Spice Girl who could sing, so...
Right.
She's good.
Sporty could sing too. Sporty just didn't quite have the look.
Mel C is Sporty, by the way.
Oh, I thought this was Scary.
No. That's Mel B.
Both Mels, I thought.
Mel A, Mel B, Mel C.
No, the Mels could sing, and that was about it.
All right, let's move into something. I need this story. There's a new ice cream that Ben and Jerry's has come out with, paying tribute to Bob Marley. This week is 36th anniversary of his death. The ice cream flavor is called One Love, and a portion of the proceeds from this limited batch of banana ice cream with caramel and graham cracker swirls and fudge peace signs will benefit a youth empowerment program down in Jamaica. It's very Ben and Jerry-ish. The flavor was created in a partnership with the Marley family, accompanied by a video announcing this treat. It read, "The words, one love, one heart, that touches everybody in every language."
That's what we need right now. I feel like we need to go to Jamaica. Some one love, some ice cream, and some reggae music to just bring everybody together.
So, by the way, there are a lot of Ben and Jerry flavors. Fish food, Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Queen's Bohemian Raspberry, Cherry Garcia, Dave Matthews Band, One Sweet World and Magic Brownies, Willie Nelson Country, Peach Cobbler, Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million. I don't know that one. Anybody know that?
It was a song, If I Had $1 Million. They made an ice cream flavor out of it.
So anyway, Ben and Jerry's at it again. And good for them. Yummy, yummy. It's ice cream time, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's way too dangerous for cats and kittens, cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved little fur balls. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. Here's what you need to do. Now, you may think I'm a little crazy, but you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash and harness. As a matter of fact, a figure-eight harness is the way to go. First, bring the harness into the house, put it down next to the cat's food so there's a good association. Then, just before you feed her after a couple of days, put the harness on, take it off, put it on, take it off, eventually add the leash. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, you can go a long way in satisfying Kitty's wanderlust. It will allow Kitty so many extra freedoms to be able to go outside, watch the birds, roll around in the grass without any problem. So, take the time, teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. Some people think you're crazy, but you know what? It's good for you and your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and down stairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vent. Full-size machines can be stacked to save space or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's see what we can create here for thinking. A model for thinking has been set by lots of people before. There are a lot of great thinkers in the history of our world, and there are a lot of great thinkers around now. 34 after the hour, included among the great thinkers in the world, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeman, Kara Schillen, great thinkers. So let's...
Oh, no, you're mistaken, Dougie. We're great stinkers. Not thinkers.
Okay. Well, let's put a stinky thought around the president and his family's visit to the Pope. Apparently, from what I gather here and there, that the Pope and the president had quite a positive meeting. And it looks like Trump got something out of it. There's something, it seems to have affected him. And I mean that in the most positive sense. Meanwhile, of course, the news media is not, well, the first thing is the news media wanted to remind everybody that there were things back and forth. The two of them traded barbs, harsh words back and forth a while ago. Of course, that wasn't, you know, leave it to the news media to focus on that. And the fact that Melania and Ivanka Trump wore veils when they met the Pope.
Yeah, that was interesting.
They didn't wear any head covering when they were with the Muslims.
It seemed that the media over there, though, didn't mind that. And I noticed that they wore veils today, and they look beautiful, but.
Well, Melania's, she looks beautiful, and she's wearing a black lace dress with a black lace veil over her head. I mean, she's completely copying what Jackie O did when she went to the Vatican. So that's like almost an archival look for her. And Ivanka had a different spin with a black veil sort of off the back of her head. They both look gorgeous, though, so I don't know. Is this like all the news?
Right.
It's like, leave them alone. Trump's lucky enough that he, has two beautiful women in his life who represent the United States very well fashion-wise, and I think they hold themselves well with dignity and poise. So, look, I'm no Trump supporter at all, but come on, leave these women alone. This is just ridiculous now.
Doesn't matter. That's the thing. There's so many things that matter, and that's
right.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. But it shows you how salacious and shallow the news media is.
It is shallow. That's the right word. Yeah, it's very shallow.
Anyway, so whatever they exchanged together, they apparently had a fantastic meeting, and it's nice to see. I don't even know. What is Trump's language? What is his religion? Did he grow up? Was he a Methodist?
He's a Christian. I don't know what kind of Christian, but
Methodist, I think.
Yeah.
And that word is over. Then I'm not going to go down that street.
Methodist?
No, the Christian, the term Christian is misused in my...
Actually, no, maybe I want to say Presbyterian.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Presbyterian, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get a kick out of, it seems like we don't understand sometimes that the Catholic Church doesn't really have the same break. The break was the forming of the Episcopalian Church, which... became the Church of England, and that was the way they broke away from the Catholic Church.
Right. But, what's his name could divorce Henry VIII.
Yeah, for Henry VIII, yeah. And so, but from the Protestant traditions, they were protesting the Catholic Church. That's where the term Protestant, they were protesters. They didn't like the Catholic Church. And then once there was a Protestant sort of theology, then there were differences of opinion, and then you have Martin Luther who starts the Lutheran Church, and you have, what's his face, who did the Methodist Church, and then there are the Congregationalists. I grew up a Congregationalist in New England. They were the Puritans, and you see what good it did me.
You're so pure.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, it's just interesting to note how some of these religions have... they just find men find differences in the word of God, as it were, and the same thing goes on with the Muslims. You know, there are so many different sects, S-E-C-T-S. We know about the Sunnis and the Shias and the Kurds, but there are also a bunch of different sects in the Muslim faith too, and that's wherein we don't necessarily, as others. As others have an understanding of their own religion, they don't necessarily see how those same things happen in other religions. Like, we understand in Protestantism there are all these different sects, and so...
And it doesn't bother anybody. Yeah,
right. You don't understand the Muslim faith. There are all kinds of different ways of interpreting the Quran. It isn't all one.
Yeah, everyone says, they're all the same thing. Well, they're not, and it's true. I think it is just, it comes down to an understanding that we all have in America of the different sects of Christianity and around the world, and that's very acceptable. But, yeah, you're right. I think that's just, people just don't have an education on the differences between all the, the variations in the Muslim faith. And that's a big part of the fear-mongering, and that's a big part of why, like you said earlier, Doug, sometimes people see Muslim people and they're just automatically uncomfortable because they don't understand.
All right. So here's something before we get to sports. See if you want to be the – yesterday, last week or the week before, we were talking about the new plane made in China that is supposed to be competing with the Boeing 737 and the Airbus A320. It's actually a deal. The Chinese and the Russians got together and formed the China-Russia Commercial Aircraft Company, or CRAIC, C-R-A-I-C. And the Commercial Aircraft Corporation yesterday unveiled its first airplane, a twin-aisle airliner, that is actually an interesting-looking plane. If you were to look at it at first glance, it kind of looks like a 787 from Boeing. This is a, how do you know? It looks fancy. It looks cool. It looks like, it'll take off and fly. But I'm not sure I want to be the first guy to take a ride in it. Putin and the Chinese president going to ride in the first one together. I mean, it's a way to get rid of both of them.
Oh, it's a shame nothing went wrong with that flight.
All right. Anyway. The new jet has been, there's supposed to be, there's this one that's the size of the 737, and there's another one size of the 787 that'll carry about 280 passengers, over 6,500 nautical miles. That's what they're going to come up with next. It'll be about 10 years before they can sell that, but they're going to sell this first one, the smaller one. It's called the MC-21 that looks, again, sort of like the 737 and the 320.
What's the, I was driving back from the Jersey Shore last weekend, back into the city, and the New Jersey Turnpike runs
right next to
Newark Airport, where it's right there. I'm always amazed, actually, at night that pilots don't get confused with all the lights on the roads and everything. Yeah. But anyway, the largest plane I have ever seen in my life in person was taxiing, and I literally swerved because it was just, it must be the biggest one that Boeing makes. It had two floors and engines.
It's a 380. It's 580 passengers in that plane.
It's the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Horrible.
It was distracting.
It takes you a half hour to get off of that damn plane.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, the WOW Airlines? I think they come from Iceland, and they're like the big purple planes. Do you know what those ones are? Because I saw...
From Iceland, it's Iceland.
This is a challenge for Texas.
Icelandic. Well, Icelandic, but they use 757s.
It's not Icelandic Air, it's WOW Airlines. And they're these huge purple planes. And I remember there's a viewing area near BWI, and it's like near a park. It's really nice. You can sit out and watch all the planes coming in. This was the biggest plane I've ever seen. It was gigantic. So I wonder if it's also an Airbus, because they only make a couple of them.
The one that I saw, I want to say it was Lufthansa. I forget now because I was so distracted. But
Lufthansa is using 380s. Lufthansa has some. British Airways has some. Singapore has some. New Zealand Qantas. What is it called? Qantas.
Qantas?
Qantas. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture. WOW is purple. They're using...
I've seen them go in and out of Newark, but I haven't seen anything on this scale.
They were just 320s.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing. They're flying to Reykjavik the same as Icelandic flies.
That's only 4 hours from Newark, though. That's not a long flight.
No. And it's... But a lot of people... both these airlines are cheap. You can go through Reykjavik and go to London for about half what you pay if you're going to fly on American or British Airways or whatever it is. And a lot of people say that I've never been to Iceland. I actually would like to stop.
That's on my bucket list. I really want to go.
Right. But you can fly. I don't see this as so cheap. You can fly on this WOW airline from L.A. to Amsterdam in June for $973. That's no big deal.
Yeah, that's not cheap. But I know three different groups of people who went to Iceland earlier this year because they had flights for only a couple hundred dollars from D.C. to Iceland.
Yeah, East Coast up is very cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get to our sports report, see if Biff and Biff are ready to pass along a couple of stories here. Jennifer has the story of the Raiders heading to Las Vegas. Jen, what's the latest?
Well, the Raiders are going to Vegas, but now there is a question about when they will actually get there. Last week, the Las Vegas Stadium Authority Board unanimously approved the team's lease at their soon-to-be-built $1.9 billion stadium that will open in 2020. And when the Raiders take the field in that stadium, fans will be able to legally place bets guests from their seats. How cool is that?
Very
cool. Stadium lease includes language prohibiting gaming or gambling. The Stadium Authority and Nevada gaming officials say there is nothing in the lease blocking access to popular mobile sports betting apps that are legal in the state of Nevada. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, said this spring that the league likely wouldn't request that the Raiders be removed from betting boards at Nevada sportsbooks. And Gaming Commission Chairman Tony Alamo says he has not been approached for any policy decision. So it looks like this could be really happening if the NFL doesn't get involved. If outlawed, one option would be to disable the mobile sports betting app inside the stadium during games. The Raiders will still have at least two seasons in before they get to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, what good would it be if you...
But how? I mean, that's part of why you go to Vegas, right?
The sports betting, gambling. But you can't. But currently, this would be interesting because currently you can't bet on any Nevada teams right now. So, and that is the one exception that Vegas has. So, this would be kind of interesting if they let this one pass that you can vote on or bet on the local team. So, it's. I wonder how that affects the players and the games and all. There's a whole big thing with that. Like in New Jersey now, they're trying to bring sports betting and they're talking about if the Giants and the Jets and the Devils should be excluded from that, which kind of defeats the purpose of why people in New Jersey would want to bet on sports.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of weird stuff with that kind of, you know, it's tricky.
All right, Victoria, the story of Odell Beckham from the Giants. So this is the New York side of sports.
Yes, Odell Beckham Jr. just signed the richest shoe deal in NFL history yesterday. The deal is with Nike. He has a five-year deal worth $29 million.
Ooh.
And now Nike has had him already, but Adidas wanted to steal him away. And so Nike had 10 days to match the offer from Adidas, which they did. And then they even added more incentives on. So then it could be pushed now to an eight-year deal worth $48 million.
Good God.
I know. There won't be a lot of Odell Beckham fans really want cleats and shoes that are specifically his. He hasn't requested that yet, but apparently he told Nike he wants to be a brand icon.
Huh.
So we'll see. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of merchandise with his name on it.
Speaking of icons, I would say at this point in time, yes, Jennifer, you can identify with this because and Victoria and Kara iconically use Superbeats every day. This is the performance-enhancing beet drink that you can mix yourself. Beets, they are loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates, boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. This is, you don't get the crash you get from the energy drinks or caffeine-oriented drinks. Beets, super beets. You drink them, and because the nitric oxide opens up, it sort of flips a lever in your system to open up the flow of blood. The oxide opens up the artery so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body, those little minute vessels, the microvessels, carry the blood around and get your blood flow to be normal, brings down blood pressure. This is a fabulous product. And the secret here is that super beets are lightly dried after they're cooked, so the dietary nitrates are protected. It's great for helping to support blood pressure levels. Athletes are using this, professional, college athletes. The boost in energy and the stamina is really the way to go. If you don't want to be on anything that's artificial, this is the way to go. And how do you get there? You dial 800-655-4183. Get a 30-day supply free of Super Beets when you're getting in for the first time. Order them online at DougLikesBeets.com or at 800-655-4183.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to
learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour, this is the day for a visit from Warren Eckstein, who is America's best friend to your pet. On the air every weekend, The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com. You want to figure out what time it is in your neighborhood. This is a man who really knows, loves, eats, sleeps, and drinks his love of pets. So I'm going to put this to you because it's time that we came up with things, with ways, with a focus, and I'm sure you've done this on your program already, protecting your pet this summer. What do we need to know? What do we need to keep on the top of our mind about pets in the warm weather? And the reason I ask that is because a lot of people think they should, for example, cut the hair on their dog in the summer because the dog is hotter, but in fact it's just the opposite, isn't it?
It is. You know, hair on a dog acts, or fur on a dog acts, like insulation. So what happens is, in the summertime, if you shave the dog down, the heat will actually get right to the skin. However, if the dog has the hair it normally has, by the time the heat gets to the skin, it's already cooled down by going through the dog's hair. So it's not a great idea to clip a dog down for the summer. Bad idea. Also, Doug, it's important to make sure that you never, ever, ever leave your dog in a car. That's just common sense. You know the story. I got arrested in Nassau County a few years ago because I broke into a window and I got a dog out and they took me away. Anyway, the bottom line is you just don't want to do that. Number three is, and this drives me crazy. You know, I do a lot of running. I run in Venice Beach and Santa Monica, and the bottom line is I see these people on their skateboards in the heat of the day with their dogs, especially bulldogs, pugs, whatever, running alongside of them. The dog's panting, because people don't understand, dogs don't have sweat glands. The only sweat glands a dog may have are on the bottom of his feet, which really doesn't get him that much cool. And that's why dogs pant. If you notice your dog panting, it means he's hot. Dogs have thousands of blood vessels going through their tongue. And the reason they pant is by panting, it cools the blood in their tongue, sending it back to their body. So common sense just goes a long way. Exercise early in the morning, at night. Don't run in the heat of the day. Make sure they have plenty of water. Check up the, you know, for fleas and ticks. Just use common sense, and the summertime should be fine.
Yeah, and you have to be very careful about being in the car or the truck or whatever it is. Air conditioning is very, very important. All right, so food for thought. It almost seems like it's common sense, but the other thing, dogs may be exposed to infections if you let them lap up puddled water that may have been there for a while. I mean, I watch Charlotte and other dogs drink just about anything. I don't know that it's that bad. But I know sometimes in the cities where a lot of rats and things are around and leptospirosis becomes a problem that, you know, comes from the water. You got to look out for things like that. I don't know how much of a I know it's an East Coast thing. Is there that much problem with it in the West Coast?
Yeah, you have the runoffs, too, the water running into the ocean. You have dogs drinking out of puddles at parks and stuff. Bottom line is I always take water for my dog when I go for a walk or a run, whatever I'm doing. But more importantly is this. If, you know, for years, I don't know how many years, I've seen dogs drink out of puddles in New York City and the Bronx and Brooklyn, Long Island, and Los Angeles. And you know what? I don't know any dogs that have gotten that sick. I don't think it's a good idea, but I don't think it's an end-of-the-world idea either.
Right. Dogs drink out of toilets.
There you go. Do you know why dogs drink out of toilets?
No.
There's actually a reason for it. The porcelain keeps the water the coolest of anything around, cooler than steel. Oh. So the coolest water in the house is in the toilet.
Oh.
Want a drink?
I always send them over to the bidet. All right, so here's something that has gotten animal activists worked up, the China dog meat trade.
Oh gosh.
You know, authorities have banned the sale of dog meat at certain festivals in China. The Humane Society International says Chinese activists and three meat traders have confirmed the ban. But before that, dogs and all kinds of animals have been slaughtered, sold for their meat. And it was right there at the festival. Dog meat is, you know, big in China.
A friend of mine, Mark Ching, out here in L.A., he's the one who goes there, and he's the one who really is the one bringing the dogs and bringing the whole festival to light. As a matter of fact, I spoke to him not that long ago, and he's kind of like at a breaking point because he's seen so many horrors over there.
Yeah.
And whatever he saves, there's 10,000 more that need to be saved, that it's actually getting to him psychologically.
Yeah. So this dog meat ban starts the middle 15th of next month. That's just before the festival begins. But I mean, it's just so contrary to our values, it would seem, or most of us anyway, other than some of these people that mistreat dogs like you wouldn't believe. It's very troubling. People sometimes, though, get upset because we pay more attention to the animals than we do to human beings. But you know what? Some of the animals deserve more attention.
They can't speak up for themselves.
Right.
So.
Exactly, yeah. All right, Warren, good job. Thank you. Warren Eck.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Being self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.